T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition, The Drive, right here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz are with you until 5:30 or thereabouts as we give way to the first four in the NCAA tournament. I know you've been looking forward to it. Who's playing tonight? We've got Prairie View A&M and Fairleigh Dickinson, and then we've got Temple and Belmont. So one game I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for, and the other one I kind of want to see.
It's too bad that Temple Belmont's the late game because the Indians are on at 9 tonight.
Don't care about the Indians. So we look forward to those games tonight on KFH. 869-1240 is the number. At 425 today, we will talk Cleveland Indians with Joe Noga from Cleveland.com at 440 or thereabouts. Betsy Aide, team legend on The Voice, will join us as we look forward to getting with her. Lots going on today, not the least of which is the city council meeting coming up in about 2 hours. Kind of thinking about stopping in tonight to see what all is said, what the council does, whether they approve the land deal to Lou Schweckheimer and his group of owners, whether those owners are identified, whether the land is identified, all kinds of things.
I think you should go in and maybe report back tomorrow, kind of be the voice. That would be kind of your role on the show, to be kind of the voice of that city council meeting.
My role on the show couldn't become more of a role.
Oh, I think I've already a nice little role for you.
I've already got every role there is on this show. Why don't you take a role?
I do everything.
Tell the listeners in 3 seconds or less, make it two, what you do.
Everything you throw at me, I offer something up.
Well, give me an example.
Right now. Every topic you throw at me, I throw it back at you. I escalate the conversation.
You de-escalate the conversation.
I throw people for loops. I mean, I do a lot of things.
As I was perusing the wire, as we used to call it back in the old newspaper days, came across the story that the American Athletic Conference and ESPN have secured a new media rights deal, worth $1 billion over 12 years. It starts in 2020-21, runs for 12 years. The annual per school average in that deal would be $6.94 million per year, which is about $5 million more in annual revenue than the schools are getting under the current agreement. My goodness gracious.
That's good. Good for the American. And sounds like they'll have some important financial considerations with those games being on ESPN Plus, which is a paid stream service. So a lot of good things, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But for the American Conference and for Wichita State, it's good.
Yes.
For people who may have to pay extra, they may not.
Well, I don't know if they're going to have to pay extra.
Well, that's what Taylor Eldridge is speculating.
Well, they could have to. Listen, this is a world in which we live.
I get ESPN Plus, and I love it. I think everybody should have it. And I'm not some ESPN honk, but everything's on that network. ESPN
Hello.
Plus has everything.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. How are we doing today?
What's up, Andrew?
Nothing much. And, Jeff, I agree with you 100%. I love ESPN Plus.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Maybe I'll have to get it.
It's got, I know Bob doesn't like MMA and boxing, but it's got almost all, it's got UFC now, it's got boxing, and it's got all the games that usually aren't playing on the mainstream TV. They're usually on ESPN Plus.
So yeah, because they go with the ESPN.
Can I get it on my
stuff?
Television?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, you can. Or you can you can probably cast it if you have Chromecast or any of that stuff. Cast on your TV. It works. It's awesome.
All the 30 for 30s are on it, some original. But anyway, Andrew, that's not what you call
it. I can see
them.
All the 30 for 30s on regular ESPN.
No, you can't. All of them?
Sure.
No. Anyway, Andrew.
What else, Andrew?
I gotta say, today's the big day. Today's the day that all basketball fans love. That's what we talked about this whole week at school. It's just basketball, basketball, more basketball. I cannot wait.
Well, it is a lot of fun. Well, you've got the 2-16, the 16 seeds in the first game, but Temple Belmont is a very intriguing game. So
yeah, let's go.
We're looking
Temple.
Forward to that. Temple. You sent me a message asking me about whether League 42 has a mascot. I was intrigued about that.
Yeah, I'd have to check with my schedule and stuff, but I think that'd be really fun. I'd be definitely interested.
Now, we would not need you to be out there every night, but maybe on special occasions. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, of course. Do you guys have a suit?
No, we don't have a suit yet.
No mascot, no suit. We'll figure it out.
No.
I'll figure it out. Jeff has no interest.
Definitely, I'll help you out on that one for sure. We can look at some stuff up and maybe design one. We'll find the best option for sure.
Well, I'm intrigued. Let's continue to talk about that, okay?
Of course. I'll start doing some research, and I'll get back to you on that, all right?
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. 869-1240 is the number.
What
would
the mascot be?
Don't know yet.
Interesting. Can we talk about the movie Us?
No.
We can't?
No. Hasn't come out yet.
I know, but we need to talk about it. Should I see it?
You're not going to see it.
But should I see it?
I'm going to see it immediately.
Best horror movie ever?
My wife doesn't want to see it. I want to see it.
I don't think I want to see it either. But
then why are we talking about it?
You
don't want to see it.
I almost feel like I'd be missing out if I didn't see it. And I never feel that way, really, about anything. I see what I want.
Well, you didn't see the first Jordan Peele movie.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. It's not like it's a sequel. It's a completely
different
movie. No,
but everybody saw that movie.
Right, but I didn't feel like I needed to. This one...
Well, you did need to.
No.
I don't care.
Some guy getting run over, I don't need to see that.
Why do I care? I couldn't care less if you see
it. I'm not asking if you care whether I see it. I'm just trying to figure out if I should see it.
Well, that's up to you.
It's hard to say.
Nothing I could say that would persuade you.
Yeah, maybe. You want to go?
Tom won't see it. Tom, no, I'm not going. I'm going to go with my wife. I'll force her to go.
She just said she doesn't want to go.
Ah, she'll go.
Go with me. Let's have a little father-son bonding time.
No, not interested. How's that for being blunt?
That's sad.
What do you think of that?
You're kind of interested. You'd go.
I'm not interested.
You'd go see a movie with me.
Not really.
Why?
You don't like horror movies.
So?
You don't like scary movies. I love them.
It's not that I'm scared. What do I have to be scared about?
Why is it then?
But I don't go to movies to feel that kind of emotion. I want to feel comforted at the movies.
What is it? Why does horror not appeal to you?
It's not comforting.
I love it. I love being...
A movie should be a comforting experience to me.
Not comforting.
Not an emotional...
Well, then don't go.
I asked you if you wanted to go.
I'm not going with you. I'm taking my wife.
She's not going to go see that. I guarantee you, and neither will mine.
Hello, Michael. What do you have?
Yeah, the first four games, are those just washes or what?
These are teams that are in the NCAA tournament, 2-16 teams.
There's 11, yeah.
2-16 seeds and then 2-11 seeds.
The final four automatic bids and the final four at-large bids. They're all playing each other to get into the 64.
North Dakota State.
That's tomorrow. They play tomorrow.
The other one is...
Michael, just enjoy the games, okay?
Arizona State plays tomorrow.
Don't cut me off, please.
Michael, I don't have you. You don't get carte blanche on this show. I'm sorry, we love you to death, but we got to move it along.
Why I only get to talk 1 or 2 minutes?
Because you're not giving us anything, Michael. What do you want to talk about?
I'll tell you, Virginia is going to win.
There you go. Anything else?
That's
I mean, listen, folks, I don't ever say folks. Listen, gang, this isn't just a free-for-all. You got to have something. What does Rome say?
Have a take,
have
don't
a take
suck.
And don't suck. And, Michael, you don't suck, but we got to – this can't just be – I'm going to call Bob and Jeff and ramble. That's my job.
Well, he wanted some kind of clarification on the first four. I think we gave that to him. Two games tonight, two games tomorrow, and then we start the field of 64
on Thursday.
Sitting
over here in this chair, it requires some responsibility. I got to know what to do with some people that call the show. How much rope do you give him?
He's picking Virginia, win it all. I think his call is complete.
I enjoy Michael. You understand that?
You do?
If Michael walked in this door right now, there's a damn good chance I'd hug him.
Would you give him a hug?
I'd give Andrew a hug and maybe Michael.
I did give Andrew a hug. So
certainly
don't,
a firm handshake.
Don't talk about what you would do. Andrew was in the studio.
Yeah, but I went to Mulvane to
and
see
I
Andrew.
Hugged him.
At a football game.
Who cares?
You can never get that back.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You never did it. You didn't do it. And I did. That's the
just
people
just because
person.
Your wife persuaded
no,
you
I
to.
I persuaded my wife to.
No, she was.
I told Andrew I wanted to come down and see him in his Mulvane Wildcat costume. And by golly, I did.
Well, now give
because
him.
Because I do a lot of that kind of stuff for kids.
Now give him a mascot gig.
And by the way, did you know we have 29 former League 42 players?
I did
high
hear
school
that
baseball.
Somewhere.
I'm proud of that.
It's a
I'm
good
proud
number.
Of that. I'm proud of this league. I'm proud of our players. We got six of them at Wichita North High School, where your buddy Randy Griffiths coaches.
That's correct.
We're built. He's going to have a pitching staff in the very near future, made up of League 42 players.
That could very well happen.
That entire pitching staff next year. I'm going to predict it right now. Here's Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. First-time caller. I had a question. I kind of wanted to know what you guys thought of a team's, I guess, a conference's strength. Like, let's say the Big 12 goes 2-4 in the first round. Like, do you think that's representative of how strong the conference is in the season, or do you think, since, you know, it's a one-game tournament, anything can happen?
I think it's always a subjective thing in many ways, even though there's objective tools to do so. To measure a conference's strength. I don't think the eyeball test does not bode that well for the Big 12 this year. But who knows? They might do very well. I'm going to predict that the Big 12 has a little bit of a stumbling tournament.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah, I could see. I mean, you could see KU losing early. You could see K-State losing early. I mean, Baylor and Oklahoma and those 8-9 toss-up games. I don't know, I get tired of people, and I know the ACC is a strong conference, but I get tired of people kind of ripping on the Big 12 when they falter in March, and I don't know, I don't think it's representative of how strong the conference is, you know, January through February.
I'm not a honk for the AAC, but I think there's four teams out of that conference that could do well. So I'm curious to see how the American does. I think the Big Ten will do pretty well, but we'll see, Ryan. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Go Temple tonight.
Thank you.
Temple, my sweet 16 darling.
Temple Belmont, tough game for Temple.
Yeah, Temple might not win tonight, but the good thing about that is when you put that into your ESPN tournament challenge, it just has to be Temple or Belmont, so you give yourself a good chance.
Yeah, that's ridiculous that you don't really have to pick that, isn't it?
A little, but hey, if it works out, it works out. Now I'll look like a genius either way if one of those teams win another game.
Don't you long to look like a genius?
I think I pretty
that's
much
something
do
that,
regularly. That's, I'm a little ahead of my time, I think.
How's that?
Because all these people calling Jeff's an idiot with this analytics stuff and all this. These are opinions that people will come to have over time, and then I'll be well ahead of them by then anyway.
I bet no one ever comes around to your way of thinking.
They will. These are all forward-thinking thoughts.
No, they're not.
And then when people catch up, I'll be ahead still. It's just an endless cycle.
They're really not forward-thinking thoughts. So you got KU Northeastern, that's coming up Thursday at 3 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on KFH. Friday at 1, K-State and UC Irvine. The big bet, kale, spinach, and kidney beans in the same bite.
I don't know about the same bite.
Oh, in the same bite.
Why?
Because that's important. You got to mix it all in there.
Well, if I do, I do, and if I don't, oh well. But
on K-State reaching 70 points.
Which is just impossible. Without Dean Wade, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
It could very easily happen. This team could get hot. They could blow the roof off.
And
the
here's
place.
And here's the thing: when they don't, and I'm not saying if, when K-State doesn't reach 70, there are no repercussions for you. You
no,
just get to
I
sit
didn't
over
make
there
the
and
statement.
Say, and you get to sit over there, and yeah, you did make the statement.
No,
you said
I didn't
they'd
make
win
the,
74.
As I've often told you, in any of these bets, I'll eat my least favorite thing, which is an Oreo Blizzard.
All right, I'll give you an Oreo Blizzard that I dropped on the ground.
In kale.
Okay.
In a kale patch. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I can't stand those blizzards.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're terrible.
Stop.
Mike Trout. What? $360 million over 10 years. Added on to the contract he already has, which brings it to over $400 million over the next 12 seasons with the Angels. Did Mike Trout just decide, I don't care if I win. I just want to be
rich. What
are
you talking about? 12 years? Who knows what will happen in 12 years with that franchise? Albert Pujols is coming off the books in, what, 11 years? He had the longest contract in history. But that team will be able to build around him eventually, I hope, for their sake.
I don't know what leads you to think that.
Well, it's 12 years. Yeah, they were in the World Series 12 years ago.
His performance will decline starting in about 4 years. I mean, what? I don't know why you think
and $36 million
this
won't
is
be.
This is a bad contract for the Angels.
It is not. It's the best player in the history of the game.
10-year contracts are bad. Watch it. It'll pan out over
He'll
the course.
He'll be 36
It'll
by the
pan
time.
Out over the course of Harper's contract. They don't pay guys at this age.
He'll be 36 by the time this deal's over.
He's a great player, but come on.
He'll be barely at the tail end of his prime, and he will give them.
He must have just decided that being in L.A., Orange County, being in that climate, he's good with that, regardless of how the Angels do.
Well, I don't think so. I think
he's played in what, 3 playoff games in his career?
Yeah, but a team hands you $430 million.
Or maybe was
million.
It 3 or was it? Did he just play in a wild card game?
He played in 3 games. He went 1-for-12 in the ALDS against the Royals back in 2014.
Right,
a long time ago.
You'd think a guy like that would want to go somewhere where they're going to win.
He was drafted by the Angels. He spent his whole career, and they hand him $430 million. He's going to sign that. Every player would. And it's not fair to criticize him that way. It's on the Angels now to build around him. It's not his responsibility as one of 25 guys to be a winning franchise. That's on the team. He can only contribute what he does. He's the
I've
best
seen
player
enough out
of
the Angels to know that I don't think they're a winning organization.
Well, they've won a World Series in
their
this
owners,
century.
In this century, yeah. But it just doesn't seem like they're on the cusp of anything.
They got Shohei Ohtani, who's going to come back from injury
well,
this year.
Well, you think?
They've got a couple young prospects, Joe Adell and somebody else. So who knows?
Who doesn't have a couple young prospects?
Well, again, this
they
is...
got no pitching. Their lineups, I mean, they're not the team.
They've got Andrelton. They've got Justin Upton. They're okay. They now need to add a few pieces to their core.
Nobody is picking. There's a wide open spot for the second wild card berth in the American League, and nobody would pick the Angels.
But it wouldn't surprise you.
It kind of would.
What'd they go last year? What was their record last year? I'm looking that up. Last year they were 81-81, so 4 more wins, and they're right in that mix.
And then they'll get clobbered by the Yankees.
The Indians.
Or the Reds. No, the Indians will probably win their division.
Yeah.
Although I'm not convinced. And we'll have Lavelle Neal from the Minneapolis Star Tribune on the show.
I can't wait.
Monday. Joe Nogas, who's going to join us here shortly, probably would agree
with
me.
No, they don't. Nobody agrees with
that. The Indians are not a lock.
They are a lock. They're going to win 95 games.
Why are they still
games?
Talking with the Padres about trading one of their
pitchers? I don't know. That's a good question. We can ask Joe Noga about that.
What are you going to do if they trade Bauer?
They're not going to trade Bauer.
It's Bauer or Kluber, what I read
Rosenthal. It would be Kluber. Bauer's not going anywhere.
And how would you feel about that?
I don't know. Depends on what they get back in return. If they get a Chris Paddock type, I'd love it.
Really?
Yeah.
You are all over. Talk about a team that doesn't is not going to win in a lifetime. My goodness.
Why?
They
could win this year.
You had your opportunity.
They have the best starting staff, I'll say it right now, in the history of the game.
Really?
Best five-man rotation.
Go back and look at the Baltimore Orioles.
Best five-man rotation
in the history of the game. 1966. The Orioles had 4 20-game winners.
I know.
Can you name them?
McNally, Dobson, Palmer, and Cuellar.
Very good. Can you name their first names?
Pat Dobson.
That's one.
Mike Cuellar, Jim Palmer, and Dave McNally.
Not Dave McNally.
You sure?
Yeah, it was Dave McNally. Very good.
Not bad for a youngster, right?
Oh, who doesn't know that?
Yeah, a lot of people
my age. I mean, that's baseball lore.
I know, but a lot of people my age and younger and even slightly older don't know.
Tommy, we need a break. We're going to talk a little more baseball with Joe Noga from Cleveland.com. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.